Let's open our Bibles back into Ephesians. God willing, we're going to begin in chapter 2 tonight. In chapter 1, we've been so blessed. Beyond blessed, really, but blessed with everything. All the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And we realize that chapter 1 is the very plan of the Father. It's just God's will. Amen. I'm so thankful to God that I believe that He is working in me to continue to quit kicking against it and understand that He is God. And whosoever cometh to God must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen? Amen. So I'm thankful to God tonight that we're coming unto Him because we know and believe that He is God and His reward is with Him, and we're so thankful that He is pouring it forth. It's all in His Son. So, chapter 1 was the Father's plan, the good pleasure of His will, and tonight, chapter 2 is Christ Jesus, the Son's provision, and all that provision is in His blood. I think of it how, praise God, in the past He chose us, and now we are accepted. Isn't that wonderful? And as we read these first 10 verses tonight of the second chapter, I pray that the Lord truly quicken us this evening to believe and enjoy. And notice it's in that order, because you will never enjoy the Lord unless you believe Him. But if you believe Him, you can't help but enjoy Him. You can't help get excited about the things of God. Faith transforms us. It's so wonderful. Faith takes us right into the promise that's already been provided. It's complete victory. It's complete grace. And as we begin this, and I've heard this before, and I'm so thankful. See, whether or not we want to see this or not, whether or not we do see this or not, as children of God, you have this. You have it. And to whom much is given, much is required. God wants this prayer for light or this enlightenment, this illumination to happen in our lives. But you have it. And for a lot of people, it's hard for them to accept that. A lot of people want to reject that. A lot of people want to be self-righteous and say, well, it couldn't be that way. Well, let me tell you something. It is what it is, because God is love. And God works in absolute complete, in fullness, in finished. And that's all in His Son, and that's what God has. And let's go ahead and read these first 10 verses of chapter 2. And you, brings it personal real fast. I'm thankful for us in Christ. I'm thankful to God that He pins me by the ears and says, honey, you. Now listen to this. And you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked. Now listen to this. Ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation or our manner of life. We all had our manner of life in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God. Praise God, for I was thinking every moment I live is a but God moment. Isn't it wonderful? This nature in this life right here wants to just follow unbelief and grief and sorrow and anxiety and all of these different things. It's nature to me. And it's nature to you, but God. And I'm thankful that but God never ends, but God. And hallelujah for that. And how it's just inspired and renewed and just refreshed my soul this week. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, or in the heavens in Christ, or with Christ. Isn't that wonderful? That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved. In case you didn't get it the first time. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Third time. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. How mighty, how wonderful. Those 10 verses would have been enough. Amen. And praise the Lord, it's a lifetime of working in us, this wonderful power that has been provided. But as we begin here, let's rejoice in these seven provisions here that are all in Christ. And I appreciate that it is seven. Spiritual perfection. It's nothing but his perfection and spiritual perfection. So the seven things we read of here. In Christ, we've died with him. We've been made alive with him. Been raised together with him. Seated together with him. Created in him to good works. Made nigh to God in him, and the Jew and Gentile made one in him. Now praise God for his goodness. Praise God for what we are and have in Christ. And I've come to the the heart that it's everything. Everything. Christ, you're just everything. And how you've given it to me. So let's go ahead. Verse 1. You hath he quickened. You. I'm so thankful he begins it that way. I don't know if I could have taken it any other way. He had to begin it before he started in to what I am apart from Christ. He tells me, honey, you and you and you. Do you see the value in what we see in one another? Christ in you. You hath he quickened, made alive, given the very spirit of Christ. Praise God, his very life. How could I not love you? Praise be to God. Help us to love one another. But you hath he quickened. We are alive in that. And it is personal to know that it is us. And this word quickened, brothers and sisters, is not just alive. That's just the very beginning. That word quickened means a recipient of grace. And that's the way, the only way you're ever going to be alive is to receive his grace. And it's the only way you're ever going to live abundantly in life is by receiving his grace. Amen. It never ceases. It's always the same. The simplicity in Jesus Christ is grace. I don't approach God in my own goodness. I'm not going to receive from him because I did these things. I receive from him because of one thing. His son did everything upon the cross. Amen. Aren't you grateful for that? The simplicity that's there. It's one stop. And at the cross, it's finished. Hallelujah. I love it. But we are the recipient of grace. And then it doesn't stop there either. See again, his word exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. It also means this word alive, to accelerate for speed or flight. Listen to that. To accelerate for speed or flight. Praise be to God. We've been talking for the last so many years, increasing at an increasing rate. That's you in Christ. That wineskin won't cease as long as we yield. By the grace of God, the Holy Spirit gets in charge of this, leads it, allows this life to surrender to the message. Praise the Lord. I'm going to grow. And it's going to be increasing at an increasing rate. I'm built for speed. I'm built, praise God, for flight. Isn't that wonderful? I'm built, praise God, if I'll yield to it, for a flight right out of this world on a first trumpet rapture. It's just wonderful. He keeps connecting the dots of His love, brothers and sisters. It never stops. And it's marvelous. And how God just brings this and says, honey, let's let the Holy Spirit shed this love abroad over here in this verse. And let us do it over here in this verse. And you know what? You read this about, what, 1,000 times? That's great. Let's go over here and do it again. And it's a higher glory. And it's another glory. See, it never grows old. And it only grows more rich. Because He knows what He's doing. He knows what we need. And thanks be to God for that. But note here. Now, it's not that we're coming on down. It's He's building Himself in us. There is none righteous, no, not one. There's none. None. Praise God. He's establishing it right again, right from the front. It is all grace. We are all dead in trespasses and sin. We are all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Ye must be born again. Ye must receive the Spirit of Christ. Ye must be in Him. Brothers and sisters, we are not family in the first man, Adam, are we? We're not. See, this world loves to get touchy-feely. How many times do we hear it even every day? Well, we are all God's children. All mankind is God's child. No, it's not. No, no, no. We are family to God in the last man. In Christ. In Christ. That's where it happens. And we understand that in 1 Corinthians 15:45 that we are God's family in the last man in Christ. In Adam came living souls. We know that. And I'm so thankful. But in Jesus Christ came quickening spirit. I'm so thankful I'm living that quickening in my life. How about you? Yeah. This world is starting to run down. As they say, there's only so much, and no offense to the animal, because it is a great animal, but you can only put so much lipstick on the pig. Now, that's the truth. Come on now. Oh boy. I lost a few. I'll just pray God revive you, but it's a fact. And it is. And I'm so thankful that the kisses of His mouth. And how sweet it is. Sweeter than the sweetest wine. Praise be to God. But in times past, brothers and sisters, without Christ, and that's who we were. Know it. Know it. And anyone who is right now not in Christ is a sinner. Amen. And sinners are controlled and sinners are manipulated and sinners are on a course or walking with the prince of the power of this air. That brings it home real quick. We need to adhere to the Word of God and understand this. Does this mean I have to break any and all friendships with people that have not accepted Jesus Christ as Savior? No. But it does mean to understand who they are and what leads their life and the urgency and the need to receive Christ. I have some of the dearest people in my life. And I'm telling you truthfully. One man I request prayer for over and over. As kind to me as maybe anybody's ever been. Naturally speaking. But is hell bound. Except he give his heart to Christ. He asked me that. I hadn't known him very long. His son had given his heart to God. And his son, in love, and yes, it's a zealous love, and you understand how that could be, came right to his dad and said, Dad, Jesus Christ is the Messiah. You need to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. or you're going to go to hell. Now, you could imagine that would offend someone, and especially a parent that had raised this child a certain way. But the love of God broke forth. And a lot of people say, well, that might not have been the way to approach it. Let me tell you something. You've heard it before. If your house is on fire, God help me not to come and get you out. God help me not to shout from my loudest voice, wake up, get out. Jesus is coming and ye must be born again. Oh, yes, brothers and sisters, I'm so grateful that we have heeded to that. But anyone that has not accepted Christ Jesus as Savior is a sinner. And sinners are walking in accordance with the prince of the power of this air, or the prince of the power of this world. And in case there would be any misunderstanding of who that is, in John 12:3, in John 14:30, and in 1 John 5:19, it tells us very clearly that the prince of the power of this air is none other than Satan himself. Jesus Christ has not taken the throne yet. He is going to take the throne. God the Father is on the throne. And see, rightfully dividing that is essential. It's crucial to understanding God's depth. Or you get led into a lot of things. You start wrongfully dividing the truth. You start living that we're in a kingdom age time. That it's time for all to submit. And every knee shall bow and tongue confess. We're not there yet. It's going to be. We know that. But that's poisoning God's people right now. It's probably the greatest poison that has just broken my heart, especially as of late again, that's going on in most of Christian churches today. And you know it. I'm so thankful for my brothers and sisters in Christ. But I love them enough that I want them to grow up. I love them enough by the grace of God, with the love of God, that I want to see them win His best. But without a vision, the people perish. And God help us to stand. Satan's an expert at what he does. Did you know that? He's an all-pro. He is. Yep. And if you... well, I'm not going to go there. But he's an all-pro in fulfilling all the enjoyment of the flesh. Oh, yeah. We all know it. Satan can make this flesh feel so good. But it doesn't last. And it robs you. And I've come to find out that Jesus Christ and His Spirit can take it beyond anything that the enemy ever thought that it could do. And that's the truth. I'm so thankful to God that God is good. And there's goodness in Him. And as we yield to God, He brings a sweetness into the parts and components of our life that would never be there, because He's the only thing that is good. I'm talking about in your relationships. I'm talking about in your marriage. I'm talking about in your workplace. I'm talking about with your children. What you sow, you're going to reap. I want to sow that good seed. I want to sow His love and His truth in my home. Now, there'll be rain. Snow might even cover that ground at times. But as we had a pastor say for many, many years, if you plant corn, you know you're going to get corn. If you plant beans, you're going to get beans. It may not look like it. It might look like, well, what's going on there? But when it comes up, you're going to sow the good seed. Praise God. You're going to reap the good seed. Isn't that precious? But see, brothers and sisters, what it's telling us here, we all were by nature All were by nature that way. Do you know that? Oh, but brother, I was born with a good nature, a sweet nature. Oh, I was born kind. No, we were all born children of wrath nature. Get over it. And so precious it comes into our life that we realize how mighty God is and what He's given, and that none of us are lacking anything. He took all of us from the dung heap, and by the grace of God, as we accept Christ, He's made us heirs of God. All children, but all came from the same sinful nature, born in sin. And if we choose to stay there, brothers and sisters, the result will be a recipient of the wrath of God. We need to understand that without Christ, we are nothing, that there is no goodness. And the only reward that will ever be received by staying in that sinful state will be the reward of the wrath of God. And that's the truth. Well, how's that for some motivational speaking? You tell people that and it's like, well, why would they ever want to come here? Let me tell you something. To me, that's the most motivational thing I've ever heard. Oh, yeah. It motivates me to tell people you need to heed. You need to heed to the Word of God. You need Jesus. You need to receive the grace of God. You need to receive His life, don't you? It makes me grateful that God has done it. Now, all believers were at one time the children of wrath. A sinner cannot please God one bit. We know that. See, don't let people defy you. I heard a man recently, and I know this man knew the Lord, but he was trying to divide up about the good and the bad in these different religions. Well, there's ones that are more radical, and there's ones that are more calm, and there's more ones that are more into this, and there's one. Now, let me tell you something. I don't care what they're into, and I don't care if they're seeming to be nice or if they're not. If they're not a child of God, they're bound for hell. If they're not preaching that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, has come in the flesh, and that I need to receive Him as my own personal Savior, that's Antichrist. I don't care what you wrap on it. I don't care how you try to deliver it. And how sweet the words may be and how good the works that we're trying to do are. If it denies Christ as Savior, it's anti-Christ. Know it. It's very simple. We've studied that all through there in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. God wasn't beating around the bush with it. He told us that. And then I'll tell you what, you continue in this wrath. And I want you to understand this, because brothers and sisters, relationships mean things. Environment is very, very critical to our lives. We need to be the much the more around the people of God, gathering ourselves together as we see this day approaching. When God gives you opportunity to gather with saints of like precious faith, get in there. Take advantage of it. Redeem the time. The sister prayed, God, wake us up. The clock is about to strike trumpet. First one. Be ready. Be ready. You've got that calling upon your life, brothers and sisters. We know this. But I'm telling you, read this verse 2 again with me. Wherein in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And I want you to notice that word children there. That children, that word children isn't children. It means mature sons. It is the same word that you're going to find over there in Romans 8 where it's talking about the sons of God. They are mature in what they are doing. Satan is growing up these ones. They're no children of disobedience. They're mature sons of disobedience. And He matures them in it, and He grows them in it. As we've heard again so many times, it's coming more and more true, all of the wonderful truth. A baby rattlesnake grows right up into a big one. Little Hittites grow up to be big ones. Amen. Come on now. Don't try to pick and choose this. It's not going to work for you. And it'll only stumble you. Only the life of Christ can change that. And we know it. Only the gospel can bring life to someone. And the doctrine does separate. And praise the Lord for that. I want to be separated to Christ. How about you? But there it is, and how the separation happens. We get to verse 4 and we see, but God. And I praise His name for that, but God. But God stepped in for all of us. All of us. And in that moment of faith, praise God, but God changed everything. It changed everything so much that it brought to you all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. At that moment, it brought you every one of them. At that moment, I stand just as accepted, just as alive, just as much a son of God as Jesus Christ Himself. Do you know that bothers a lot of people? I don't want to be bothered about what God and His Word say, do you? I don't want to stand against it. You can't. You're going to be mowed over. It's just like I've said many times to people. I said, my goodness, let go, let God get in the will of God or it's going to run you over. You know what I'm saying? It'll make itself evident. Don't try to fight against it. Don't try to have it your way because it isn't. Thy will be done. It's coming. God help us that we get into this and have this spirit of yielding with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, this is what this second chapter is all about. That the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened. Amen. We said it earlier, without a vision, the people perish. It better be an eagle vision. God help me to keep my eyes affixed on it. This is what God desires. This is what He wants because He is searching. He's looking. He desires the true worshiper. He loves all of His children. You know that. But He's looking for, He's searching for a true worshiper who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And we understand that that word worship is for those who have received a love that is shed abroad in hearts, that draw nigh unto Him in fervent love as to kiss. I love my children, but they don't draw nigh unto me like that. They don't. They draw nigh unto Dad to give Dad a hug. That's a good day. Tell me about a need they have. But isn't that kind of God's children too? Come on now. Oh, I'm going to draw nigh to God and give Him a hug. Most time I get on my knees, I say, oh Lord, I need this and I need that and I need this. You need grace. And He's got all you need. And when you realize you need grace, He'll cause this heart to worship. To just be. Yeah, there's specific things that we come up against. But I'm finding out that even those specific things, it's just grace. Lord, give me grace to believe that I need this in my life right now. I need in my life right now not to have a job. I need in my life, come on, for my body to not be working right. I need in my life right now to have these familiar friends starting to turn against me. I need this in my life to put me down upon my knees and say, Jesus Christ, it's You. It's You. And it couldn't happen any other way. It couldn't. We know this. But God. Oh, hallelujah. To know who we are in Christ. See, that's what He's laying out. That's His will. To know who we are in Christ. Yes. We've heard the analogy so many times before. It's like the little boy prince that's born to the king and the queen. The moment that that child is born, he is never going to be any more royal at that moment that he is birthed to the moment he takes his last breath, he is royal. Yes. But the difference is unless he grows up and has understanding and knowledge in it, he'll never enjoy it. He'll never appreciate it. He'll never come into the full calling of it, to live it and to enjoy all of its benefits. And that's exactly what God is getting at here. Do you realize that you're an heir of God? Now come on, really, let him just speak that into your heart right now. You're an heir of God. That's just amazing. It is beyond anything I could even... That is beyond anything I could ask or think. Way beyond. It's so exceeding abundant. But it didn't stop there. That's just the beginning. That's what he gave to us at the moment we received him as Savior. Isn't that amazing? But then, brothers and sisters, we're going to get to it a little bit, but we've got to lay this in right now. I believe the Holy Spirit's encouraging. But at that moment, he blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. I'm telling you, he gave you every provision that he ever had at that moment that you gave your heart to God. Don't you want to see what it is? I desire to see what it is. I thank God when he takes me into that grand room. And he says, honey, I'm going to show you something more. But oftentimes it's a hurt that gets me there. Oftentimes it's the way of suffering that I enter that door. Don't deny him. Don't deny the sufferings. You deny him, and he's going to deny you the right to reign. Oh, still an heir of God. Still abiding faithful. But there's much the more. And I want it. All by grace. Praise his name. Brothers and sisters, to be enlightened to it means to enjoy. To enjoy the Lord. To understand and enjoy the purpose and the power of us in Christ. This is not my purpose-driven life. It's my purpose-given life. Do you get it? I've already got it. You're a child of God? You've already got it. You really do. Don't care if you want to believe it or not. God said it, and it's so. And it doesn't come by strife. It doesn't come by works. It comes by grace. Isn't that wonderful? By my Spirit, saith the Lord. And his grace increases my faith to receive it and to show to me I've got it. Isn't that fabulous? I'm so thankful that it is complete, that he put it in his Son, that that plan was placed there, that he chose us in Christ. My goodness, a full victory, complete over sin and death. Before he ever justified a one sinner, and even before the foundation of the world, it was done. It was done. I got to thinking today because I was walking through a bookstore, and I do love to see those pictures of outer space. That's some of the just fringe handiwork of God. See, the masterpieces are sitting right out here. Do you know that? You don't have to gaze out there. Praise God. It's just right here. Christ in me is the hope of glory. This, you, is the inheritance of God. You're his wealth. Now, do you see why he wants you to grow up? He wants to be rich in that grace. Hallelujah. He already is, but he wants it in you, and you're his inheritance. His absolute reward. Hallelujah. And as a brother shared with me tonight, and we're sharing in God's reward as we fellowship together. God's reward. That moth can't get out. That rust doesn't get at. That the thief cannot steal. You talk about something special. See, God help us to treasure what He treasures, brothers and sisters. But I was looking at those pictures of all that stuff, and, you know, they said, well, you know, the earth is 4 billion or 5 billion, and then they took you to another section, and this part of the galaxy is, you know, 100 billion years old, and then this part of the galaxy over here, oh, that's the oldest because you can't even see it anymore or something. It burned out. Before all of that, know who you are in Christ. Oh, my goodness. As that brother said, oh, I've got a bank account in heaven, and if it don't go broke, I'm a Holy Ghost millionaire. Can you even fathom the wealth? What are we doing messing around with things down here, brothers and sisters? I'm talking to myself. Come on. I see some heads hanging as they come in here tonight. I've been there. I know that. Sunday was a hard message. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. I said, Lord, I'm going to preach a message on joy here. You want me to bring it forth and I'm feeling like this? I'm going to show myself faithful. And I'm going to show you the joy and the sorrow, son. And you know what? The king's wine was always in my hand all the time. It's a joy wine if you didn't know. Oh God, grow me up. I'm glad He's patient. I would have squashed me a long time ago. But the great grace and mercy. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, didn't He? Why did He do that? Word of God tells us to bring many sons to glory. Isn't that wonderful? I'm so thankful He loves us like that. Now let's hurry on. Verse 5 reminds us again. Even when we were dead in sins. Yeah, don't forget it. You and me, we couldn't have changed. Isn't that what about every book on the shelf is? How to make a new you? Huh? How to change you? How to do this? How to do that? Oh my goodness. And so many Christians, and I've been there myself, brothers and sisters. Oh, I want to be different. Oh my goodness, do we really realize who we are in the life we've received? Shame on us, brothers and sisters. Really. You are beyond perfect. You're sons of God. Now. That's who you are. All that other stuff, that's not who you are. You're holy and righteous. I like to gaze upon Christ in you. That's why I like to look around. I let Him speak by the grace of God, and I just enjoy His handiwork. I'm not kidding you. It's precious. I just glory in the love of God. It's awesome. But brothers and sisters, until we come to Christ, we're walking dead. I want us to understand that we're filthy apart from God. We are full of sin apart from God. And see, we know that. We know that as Christians. But by grace yielding to God, we go after the flesh. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Huh? And God shows Himself faithful, doesn't He? Yeah, He does. Because that's who He is. He's forever faithful. But I'm telling you, our sins put Him upon that cross. But in the great love wherewith we are loved, He quickened us by grace, by grace, by grace. I want us to also emphasize here tonight that this is nothing temporal. This isn't something that was just, well, if you do this, if you do this, there's no ands, ifs, or buts. I'm saved. I'm redeemed. I'm holy. I'm righteous. I'm clean. I'm forgiven. The atonement has been made. Amen. Encourage yourself in the Lord of who you are in Christ and get on growing in grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh yes. God in verse 6, brothers and sisters, oh my. He not only saved us, but the moment we gave our heart to God, He raised us. And He not only raised us, at the moment we gave our heart to God, He seated us together with His sons, with His Son in the heavens in Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Oh my goodness, we're there. And never to be moved. And in the ages to come, it says, the exceeding riches of His grace and His loving kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. It's always been grace. It always is grace, and it's always going to be grace. Yes, it is grace for grace. It's grace upon grace. And thanks be to God, it is grace. It's the reality of the riches that we have. We are so rich in our Savior, and we understand that Christ Jesus tells us that once we give our heart to God, we are heirs of God and joint heirs. We know that if so be that we'll suffer together with Him, we shall also be glorified together with Him. But in that, brothers and sisters, let this fullness become reality in me, that Christ in me is the hope of glory. Nothing else. God, help me not to glory in anything but Your Son. And I think of all the time that I've wasted as a Christian trying to glory in anything else but His Son. Maybe not you. Well, I'm giving you my testimony. As a man. Huh? Oh, well, come on, brothers. Let's just go with it. Growing up, well, look at the guns, like the brother said the other day. Isn't that wonderful? God help us. Now, he didn't want his little honey to think that anybody was stronger, but she loves him enough not to pop his bubble. Yeah. And then when that didn't work, well, I'm handsome, aren't I? Huh? And then you looked in the mirror one day and said, well, that ain't working for me either. And then it had to be my mind, because we're going to grasp for whatever we can, huh? Ladies, your turn will be someday too. I've had some experience. But really, brothers, you know what I'm saying? It's our mind, it's our capabilities, how much we make. The TV's coming at us and everything we see, it's all about our wealth, all about our physical, all about everything. It's gone berserk, brothers and sisters. And if you try to find satisfaction in any other glory but Christ in me, you're being robbed. Yeah, you're being robbed. And Jesus might come today. Yeah, you know that. Praise God. I am what I am by the grace of God. How about you? You too. Hallelujah. I don't want to get off too much on that, but what a precious vein that is. Now look what he's saying here as we close this up. God's grace and my faith saved me. But the faith wasn't mine at all, was it? Was that faith yours? Uh-uh. It was a gift of God as well. That's all by grace. He gets all the glory for any believing that ever happens in this vessel. Isn't that wonderful? Do you see how the enemy tries to come in? All the time, doesn't he? Come on now, let's be honest. Oh, I saw it. Or I gave a great speech, or I led somebody to the Lord. And immediately, pride tries to sweep through, doesn't it? Boy, it puts me right on my knees. Lord, take it away. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. See, that's the pleasing to God. Is magnifying His Son. And sure, we're going to fight these things. As long as we're in this old shell here, it's going to be a fight. And we're fighting the good fight of faith. It's all in Christ and it never changes. And then look, even the good works here, brothers and sisters, praise be to God. See, He said it even on Sunday. I don't go out there looking for good works. I'd never find them. What can I do for you today, God? Come on. You know what I'm talking about. I've been there. You've been there. Unfortunately, most of Christianity is there. How many missionaries are we going to send out? Praise God, and please know it. I am so thankful for anyone who preaches Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It's awesome. But let it be the will of God and not the will of man. And I know the will of God is to grow up into Him in all things. And I know the will of God is sure that all men be saved, but come to a full knowledge of the truth. And I'm reading here that His will, praise God, and to be the praise of His glory, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Oh my goodness, how He just pours it on. But those good works, brothers and sisters, are right under our nose. And why are they right under our nose? Because He already prepared them. I don't have to go looking for them. They're already there. Hallelujah. He has already set the table for us, brothers and sisters. It's prepared. He just says, come on in and eat. You got the land, now go walk in it. Right? Go test it out. Go see what the length and the breadth of it is. It's all yours. Giants in the land. Doesn't matter, it's all yours. Amen? Come on. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. That was the wonderful provision that was given to them. God blessed it. It was done. He gave it to them. It was theirs. And in unbelief, you don't reside there. In unbelief, I don't embrace all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ that I already have. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, help us, help us. We go out there and we walk in faith. We might be walking on rugged mountain. Amen? But we've always got hinds feet. Amen. We go out there and we walk through a desert. I don't know about you, but I've noticed there's always a stream that's following me. Yeah. And I mentioned it earlier, even in the time of gloom, the cup of your joyful King's wine is always in my hand. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. His desire is a race course finished with joy. Amen. Oh, the weaving of the perfection of His will in us. What a rest we come into when we understand that it's all in His Son. So as we part tonight, I'd like to ask each and every one of us here, or at least the Holy Spirit would, do we really see it? We said it in the beginning. Do we realize that we're as rich provisionally as the Apostle Paul? How many times have we heard that? But is it true? Yes, it is true. Do we believe it? I pray to God we do. See, Brother Paul saw it for us, didn't he? He said, not unto me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. I'm so thankful for that, brother. God gave him a vision for us in Christ. For us in Christ. God gave the Holy Spirit, praise His name, the enrichment, the empowerment to give this to Brother Paul. And he wrote it forth in such love. And that's the only way it could come about. But do we see that we're partakers on the same plane, made one in and with the very divine nature of Jesus Christ Himself? Don't let that bother you. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. And you realize that the only reason that I'm not living that, and the only reason that you're not rejoicing and alive in it tonight, is not because you don't have it. It's because of one thing. Unbelief. Unbelief. We can blame it on a person, on a group of people. We can blame it on circumstance. We can blame it on anyone or anything. But No matter how much you blame it, it's always right here. It's unbelief. Because God told us, if He be for you, who could be against you? And God doesn't lie. It's impossible for Him to lie. Now, brothers and sisters, we take this from the Lord because we know in Hebrews it tells us that He brought us the new and living way. Isn't that wonderful? That through His flesh, in Hebrews 10:19, it says that He's called us to draw nigh. Sheepishly? Hesitantly? How about in full assurance of faith? How about into the Holy of Holies? How about coming boldly to receive the grace that I already saw for you before the foundation of the world? Huh? How about having all sufficiency in all things? Come on. Always in all things. Come on. Give it to me. Having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Do you see how much He's for you, brothers and sisters? Do you see? And all He's asking, He's pleading with us. Receive the grace. Receive the grace. Believe and enjoy. David finally found it out. He said, and all His benefits to me. All His benefits. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You again for Your Word. We thank You for Your faithfulness. Lord, we just ask that, again, increase our faith. Thank You that we can come tonight and Your Holy Spirit can anoint hearts this evening. And Lord, this is Your precious people. Thank You, Lord, that You care. And that, Lord, You never stop. You never give up. You're always faithful. You come at us even in our unbelief and You say, I love You. I love You, I love You. Now, Lord, what a wonderful letter of love that we read this evening. And God, we speak of and rejoice in. But Lord, it's never going to work effectually unless we believe it is for me. It's for me. Lord, it is You. Praise God in us. And thank You that You bring this fullness. Now, as we go tonight, Lord, and through the week, and Lord, until we see Your wonderful face, God, help us to increase in this. Help to have our hearts to desire and to have a fervent love, Lord, for Your truth. God, help us not to be indifferent. Help us not to go by feeling. God, perfect love casts out all fear. And may we just rest in the perfect love wherewith we are loved. In Jesus' name, amen.